get an image here of the sort of people who have been arrested. Might we be talking about an 18-year-old who sent something inappropriate to a 16-year-old, or are we talking about really sinister middle-aged people who are sending it to little kids in school uniforms?
I think we're talking about people who are trying to groom children online, who may be older adults trying to groom young people using email and text as a method. And this provision that came in Northern Ireland, and Northern Ireland leads the way actually on this because England haven't got it, has been very useful for the police. It's allowed them to apprehend the numbers of people that you've talked about, and it actually protects children.
And are the arrests being made in Northern Ireland, or are the victims in Northern Ireland?
Well, the law applies to Northern Ireland, so the perpetrators will need to be in Northern Ireland. This is one of the interesting issues about cross-jurisdictional stuff. I mean, if somebody's in England, I suppose the law doesn't apply there, and that's one of the reasons why we've been so concerned about the UK government hasn't brought it in there, whereas we have it here.
Would the people who the police have spoken to, would they have been aware that they were communicating with a child, or is there a possibility they thought they were communicating with an adult?
Well, I mean, each case is different and it's a matter for the police to make those judgments. But I think we're talking about people who are predatory, who know what they're doing. They know that they're targeting younger children, and this will be used sensibly by the police to apprehend people like that.
Because it's a significant number, isn't it? If we've got that many predatory people in Northern Ireland who are sending inappropriate communications to children, for 20 arrests, 8 leading to charges, that's quite a return in 11 months.
Well, I mean, I think the police have said to me they find it very, very helpful. And I think the message we get out to adults who might want to communicate this way with children is you don't do it. It's against the law. I mean, I think what we've had to do, Frank, is catch up with the internet as we kind of get to know and it develops and grows. And we have different ways in which we're doing this. And this is one of the gaps that we at NSPCC had certainly identified. And I have to say, I had discussions with officials of the Department of Justice and with MLAs and the Minister David Ford. There's a willingness, there's no difficulty in bringing in this legislation in Northern Ireland. It was a good example of our arrangement at Stormont actually working.
What is the position if an adult receives inappropriate material from the child while they are communicating online and the adult hasn't really been aware of the theme that they were following, and the child offers something to that adult which is shocking?
Well, I mean, I think they shouldn't respond, or if it involves a child that they know, they maybe should talk to their parents. I mean, I think people have to act sensibly and reasonably in all of this and take steps to protect themselves as well as the child.
It's a harrowing experience for any child to be in contact with an adult in such circumstances. It must also be incredibly worrying for the parents of that child to think that a predator has in some way infiltrated their home.
Well, I mean, I think you're absolutely right, and that's what children tell us when they contact Childline, how distressing it is. And I know there's been some examples in Northern Ireland of parents who've been very, very distressed when this happens to their children. But the important thing is this law is there to protect children, and the police will implement it, and with some success.
So the outreach of this, or the outworkings of this, would be that you would want it to be introduced in the likes of England and Wales. It's already established in Scotland, isn't it?
Yes. Now, we're highly critical of the fact that legislation, the same legislation that we have in Northern Ireland, is on the statute book in England and Wales and hasn't been implemented by the UK government for reasons we're very unclear about. And we're very critical about that because we think it's worked very well in Northern Ireland. It's been very straightforward to implement and just use our example to say it's working.
Yeah, it's a good return from the PSNI, in fairness. Colin, thanks for letting us know about it.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. Colin Reid from the NSPCC Online Abuse Head of Policy, who's been looking into this and the return on that legislation since a law making it illegal for an adult to send sexual communication to a child was introduced here. As I say, in February of last year, the PSNI have made 20 arrests. 8 of those arrests have resulted, indeed, in charges.